Hi there. You must be my 3 o'clock. It's nice to meet you. I'm Vel. I'll be taking care of you today. You're a little earlier than I thought you would be. I still have a little bit of work to get done. Do you mind just hanging out while I send these few emails? And then I promise we'll get straight into your appointment. Thank you so much. I just need to make sure that my boss has all this info before we get started. You signed up for a longer meeting tonight, right? Nothing to be ashamed of. I'm just confirming. It means that we have all the time in the world for you. I'm at your disposal. Let me just finish this up and we can get started. Relax. Paperwork's right in front of you. If you want to get started on that, I can go ahead and, finish up what I'm doing before I help you. Yeah, just a signature. Go right ahead. It's the same stuff I sent you online. We just need it in person. You understand. The nature of our business is, Well, there are some that speculate that we send customers home anything other than completely satisfied. This kind of helps cover our back. Take your time, though. If you're done with it, you can just leave it on the desk. Don't worry about it. We'll get to it and file it later. We have some more important things to attend to. Yeah, no, just hang out. It's no big deal.
Hey, Vel, sorry to bother you. I just had to check in on something. I'm sorry, I must have read your schedule wrong. I thought you didn't have a meeting until 3 o'clock today.
I don't. She's just here to fill out some paperwork early and decided to get right to it when we're ready for her.
All right. And you're going to take care of her, yeah? You going to be done soon?
Well, yes, I'll be done soon, but I have to send this off or else... Well, you know how our boss gets. She wants to see everything all lined up and all neat, and I'm not done. And if I stop now, I have a strong feeling that I'm not going to want to stop. I mean, look at her. I'm looking at her.
How much longer you got in them emails?
I don't know. 5 minutes? 10 minutes?
Well, if you've got something keeping you preoccupied, why don't I take care of her for today? Yeah? What do you think, pretty lady? What do you think about joining me instead of old Vel here? Let him get some work done and take care of what he needs to take care of. And while he's doing that, I'll take care of you.
Hey, Tex, come on. She signed the paperwork with me. We've already got this all lined out. I got it. It's okay. What did you need?
What did I need? I need to make sure that our guest is perfectly taken care of. Why don't you come with me? My room's right across the hall. I'd love to show you the kind of hospitality that we give here. Consider it just a little token of our appreciation for your first session.
Tex, is this about that stupid bet you want to do? I don't care how many women we get.
Customers we take care of. It's not a competition to me, and I don't want to make it one.
Oh, no. This ain't about some competition. This is about a beautiful lady sitting right in front of me waiting for some idiot to finish their paperwork. And I think she'd have a lot more fun with me. See, look at that. She's standing up, gathering her things. That can only mean one thing.
Vel, you have fun with your paperwork. We'll see you in a bit.
Come on. Tex, this is...
Whatever.
I expect you to come back when we're done so we can go over all this. You did sign the paperwork already, but we haven't gone over it.
Oh, come on now. She don't want to talk about paperwork. She's got something else on her mind, doesn't she?
Here, come on, follow me.
Now that it's just you and I think he takes this job too serious. I mean, you know what you're here for, right? You know exactly why you showed up to this big old building today.
You don't gotta tell me.
We both know.
Now, his room's got plenty of natural light. It's got this wonderful view of the city, but I think you'll find mine a little bit comfier, perhaps. Come on in. As you can see, I keep things a little different than old Vel. Don't get me wrong, I like having meetings in his natural light, but
I feel like sometimes a good mirror can affect the impression we make on each other. You see, so many pretty ladies want to get bent over this here sawhorse, and as much as I love to give a lady what she needs, I also love seeing the look on their face the moment it becomes real. I love the moment that they realize that they just buckled in for quite a few sessions, that they get to look forward to this over and over and over again. I wonder, when you come back for your follow-up, are you going to see old Vel or are you going to see me? Depends. I see. What exactly does that depend on? Cat got your tongue now, dear? It's okay. Let me say what you're thinking if you ain't brave enough to say it. Depends on which one of us fucks you harder and which one of us you can't forget about at the end of the night. Well, how about you bend yourself over that sawhorse over there? Look in that mirror. Lift up that skirt. And we make sure we make some memories you ain't gonna forget. Come on now. Come on. Now at the bottom there, you'll notice there's a couple little leather restraints. I expect you to put your hands through those. Come on now. No, I ain't gonna tie you up. It's just for you to hold on with. Come on now. Yeah. Come on. Put your hands through there. You're gonna want them once we get things started. You see, the benefit of this here sawhorse is that I can go as hard as I want. Now then, if you have more questions, I'm happy to keep on answering them, but you've got your appointment with Vel in, what, the next 15 minutes? Seems like we ought to get things started. And as it stands right now, your beautiful ass bent over this sawhorse just don't have enough markings on it, does it? If we're going to send you back to him, I want to make sure that he has to look at my handprint right here. Would you like that, pretty lady? Would you like a marking so that when Vel's doing his work later, he has to remember that I gave you this ride first? Oh, yeah. I like that smile. I think you and I are going to get on just fine. Now then, look forward in the mirror. That's how we establish consent. If you ever look away from that mirror, I stop what I'm doing. I'll go easy on you. I'm not here to push outside your boundaries, but I am here to make you realize that in the right situation, you're going to be a lot nastier than you thought you were. Now then, how should we start this here handprint, huh? A couple little light taps, perhaps? Something nice and easy. Something to warm you up. Look in the mirror. Look at yourself. I want you to see exactly what that pleasure looks like when I run my hand along this ass. And most importantly, when I hit it just right. Oh yeah, look at you now. Look at that little moan escape those lips. God damn, you look good. What on earth were you doing with Vel today? What about his profile brought you to him instead of me, huh? Because if I'm doing something wrong, and gorgeous women like you aren't choosing me, then maybe I just have to make sure that I send every single customer home happy. Oh, now look at you. You seem ready now, aren't you? We're pressed for time, and I don't want to make a good lady wait. Why don't we go ahead and get this thing started? Don't look back at me. I told you the rules. This whole big old mirror that I got set up, this pretty sawhorse, this is for one fucking thing. I know there's lots of science out there. I know there's lots of wrong and right that everybody preaches about, but I just feel as though I know better. That when I fuck a girl from behind just right and make her look herself in the eyes and be honest about who she is, that she is far more likely to get the job done. And you and I both know what that fucking job is. It's for me to fill you the fuck up. Oh, god damn. Oh, yeah. Look at you. Look at you. Ugh. You like being grabbed by the hips, don't you? Oh, yeah. You just moan right like that. Oh, you're starting to see the appeal of this your sawhorse, aren't you? That's right. Look at me. It's okay. Objectify me. You got a big old country boy railing you from behind. You can look me all over. I don't give a shit. You can just fucking use me like I'm using you. Oh, you like those tattoos, don't you? Not a lot of folks get to see those, but I figure if I'm going to leave a handprint on a pretty lady's ass, she at least deserves to see all the permanent marks on me. Oh, that's what I lack so much about this fucking job, is leaving a mark. You gonna go home tonight? You gonna feel that handprint on your ass, and in a few months, you gonna feel that little bump coming around, too. And you gonna need a handprint or two to go with that bump, aren't you? Well, don't worry, pretty lady. I promise that if you need anything at all, I'll be right here. We can recreate this exact fucking image. Oh, yeah. God damn, yeah. Oh, shit. You know, I was skeptical about coming to work today. I thought, I don't even have a single fucking client. What am I doing? But then, seeing you sitting there on that fucking couch, I just had to take you. You should have been with me instead of him. And when you're with him later, I want you to think about the shape of my fucking cock inside you while you look at yourself in the goddamn mirror. Get a good feeling. Come on now, get a good fucking feeling. Oh, yeah, girl, pull on those fucking restraints. Hold yourself tight to that fucking sawhorse so I can fuck you as hard as I want to. Oh, yeah. God damn, you take this fucking cock so well. Oh, how lucky we are to have a beautiful lady like you. Oh, coming up to our place of business and giving us purpose in life. Oh, god damn, how lucky am I? You know, I'd be happy to fit you in whenever you fucking need it. You can keep on being his fucking clown, I don't care, but you can come by and be mine whenever you fucking need it. Oh, god damn. Oh, shit. Oh, atta girl, baby. Oh, god, look how fucking pretty this ass is while you fucking get railed. God damn. Oh, goddamn. Oh, you didn't think we were done, did you? Oh, I know you didn't think that. Oh, god fucking damn it, baby. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, look at you, look at you. Oh, god. Oh, you like it when I grind it real slow like that? Oh, we're running out of time now, baby. I know I mentioned that I don't much like the tradition behind this business, but there is one that's very, very fucking important to this here. You understand? There's one thing that you have to fucking do. Look at me, and I don't mean just keep your eyes up. Look at me. Come on now, focus. I know it's hard. I know you're getting used just like you fucking hoped you would be, but look at me. When I come, you fucking come. Do you understand? Now, what do you need to make sure that happens, huh? What do you need to make sure that when I need you to come, you fucking come? You need to get spanked? You need to get fucking pulled around? You need me to grab these hips like you're a fucking toy and rail you in front of this mirror? What do you fucking need? Yes. Yes is all you have to fucking say? Oh, I think I understand perfectly fine. Oh, your pretty head's all empty, ain't it? Oh, yeah, that's exactly what you fucking need. Well, darling, we've only got about 2 or 3 more minutes here before I'm going to make you walk back to that fucker's room, leaking with everything I can give you. So you better get fucking ready, do you understand? You better get fucking ready for exactly what I'm about to fucking give you. Oh, fuck. Oh, atta girl, get your fucking hips into it. Oh, yeah. Oh, I feel you. Oh, I feel you just fucking right, just like that. Come on now. Come on now. Look at me. Look at me when you fucking come. That's right. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Fuck, here you go, baby. Oh, there you go. Oh, good girl. Good fucking girl, baby. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, goddamn. Oh. That'll never get tiring, tell you what. Oh. You look like you're overwhelmed. Here, come on. Why don't I take you back to his office? Come on, put your arm around me. There's no comfy place to sit here. That's intentional. But him, oh, he'll comfort you. He'll take care of you. He's soft like that. Come on. Come on. Atta girl. Hey, Vale, how you doing? Jesus fucking Christ, Tex. What did you do to her? Oh, I just gave her what she fucking needed. Ain't that right, pretty lady? Why are you bringing her back to me? Oh, come on now, don't be like that. I just thought she needed a place to sit. Besides, she looks so comfy back on that couch of yours, and, well, she is your client after all. If you cared about the fact that she was my client, you wouldn't have fucked her senseless. In front of a... Did you do the mirror thing again? Oh, don't put it like that. Come on now, you know it's more than a thing. It's what some people fucking come see me for. In fact, I have a feeling that this pretty lady might come back and see me again and again and again for it. Look, I get it. Great job, Tex. Is that what you want to hear? You did a great job. Just, you can file the paperwork. I'll let the boss know that things changed. Oh, now, don't be like that. I was making sure to have her back in time for your meeting. I mean, come on, right now, what time is it? 3:01? I know I'm a little late, but you don't mind someone being a little bit tardy, do you? You ain't gonna turn her service away just because she was a little distracted. Fine. Fine. You know what? You're right. I should be the one to do my fucking job. Because someone has to be professional. Tex, why don't you go home for the rest of the day and I'll see you to the end of this meeting with this lovely lady. See, I knew you could be reasonable about this, Vale. Now then, pretty lady, I didn't catch your name, but here's my card. How about you come see me again real soon? Are you done now? You can leave. You've given her your card. You've given her more than your card. You can go. Oh, well. Vale, you have a wonderful evening, and if you want to hang out after work today, you just let me know. I have a new thing I tried that I'd love to inform you about. I think that you'd really enjoy it. I'd really enjoy it if you left, please. Thank you. I'm torn, I have to admit. I said I'm torn. About what? Oh my god. Well, you see, you showed up to my meeting early, and you already signed the paperwork that says that I have to take care of you. And yet, some guy with a country accent waltzes his way in, and all of a sudden you're looking yourself in the eye when what? You can tell by that redness, did he grab you by the hips? Make you look yourself in the eyes. Well, it seems like on the form that you filled out, you might not have been completely honest because it says here that you like something very intimate, very soft. Well, what Tex does isn't very intimate or soft, is it? So if I'm still going to give service, that means that I have to consider how to give the best service possible. And I could just do exactly what you asked for. I could be the soft boyfriend that you said you wanted. But that isn't what you want, is it? You liked that Tex made you feel special. You liked that Tex walked in and gave you something that you thought he gave to nobody else. Well, princess, He gives that to a lot of people. But you're in luck today. Because I'm not feeling very soft and very cuddly right now. But I am prepared to give you something that I don't give to most of my fucking clients. Do you think you can handle that? Oh, cat got your tongue now? Look at the contract. What does that say? That's right. The meeting is not over until the client has been properly satisfied. And I would say, by looking at you, that you haven't been satisfied properly. Because you didn't get treated special. So why don't I fucking treat you special? Come to my desk and let me show you something that I don't give to most of my fucking clients. Crawl to me. Your legs seemed a little unstable. It'd be a fucking shame if you stumbled. So why don't we do things extra safe and you get on your fucking knees and crawl to me. That's right. That's right. Just like that. Now, again, on your paperwork, you said that you didn't enjoy being talked down to, and yet here you are, coming towards me, eyes locked onto mine. And I have a feeling that you want me to be a little bit degrading. Is that right? Is that what you need? Is that what you need to be satisfied? Good. Because that's what I'm in the fucking mood for. Turn around. That handprint that Tex gave you. You looked at it in the mirror, didn't you? You saw what he did to you? Nod. Don't speak. Nod. If you're not allowed to walk, I don't know why the fuck you think I'd let you speak. Yes or no? Good. Good. Now then, if you need to be satisfied in what Tex did didn't satisfy you, then that means I need to make sure that we undo everything that he did. So we have to leave even harder marks than he did. And now this wouldn't be that bad normally, but you see, you went to him first. And since you went to him first, this is going to sting. Bend over the desk. Do not make me repeat myself. Good. Now then, how many do you think it'll take? Huh? How many hits on this gorgeous ass do you think it's going to take for us to make sure that you don't think about him tonight, that you think about me? Huh? No, don't look at me. You see, one of the things that Tex does that I think is quite elegant is that he always makes sure that the client can see his face. He always makes sure that when they come, they're looking him in the eye. It helps them remember. It makes them come back. It gives them someone to think about late at night when they desperately fuck themselves after booking their next appointment. It's quite smart. But that's not what you wanted, right? So I have to make sure that at the end of the night, just the feeling alone of what I'm about to do to you is enough. You don't get to look at me anymore. You don't get to speak. You don't get to walk. You don't get any of it. Straight ahead. Don't fucking make a sound. Now then, we can get started. Let's begin. There we go. Good first hit. Let's rub it right fucking in. Make sure you feel that. This wouldn't have been so bad if you hadn't been. We can't leave you imbalanced, though, can we? I mean, he did spank each side of you, didn't he? There we go. One more. Look at that. Look at that reaction. Listen to that fucking muted moan. It's okay. Moans are allowed. I like to hear that. I want to hear you fucking give in. No words. Words were apparently too hard for you to fucking understand in the contract, so why should you use them now? Oh, yes. Look at you. Oh, now you're finally starting to understand exactly what this is. Oh, good, good, good. See, we're correcting that behavior and giving you something to fucking remember tonight. Oh, this alone might be enough, huh? But I need to make extra, extra sure. How about a few more just to be clear? There we go. There we go. Maybe just one more. Now that we've made sure that you won't remember his fucking spanking anymore, we need to make sure that you don't remember that moment you came with him. Let me guess. He said all sorts of things in your ear. Pulled you up to look him in the eyes when he made you go over everything that he needed from you. Oh, yes, he did, didn't he? A little bit of panic. It's almost like I work with that fucker and I know everything that he does, but this, nobody else gets this. Then we need to make sure you come harder with me than you did with him. He doesn't believe in the reading so much. He doesn't believe in data. I think that's fair. What we do is so personal, so hands-on. Sometimes you just have to trust your gut. But there's people out there who have revealed some very interesting things. You see, someone at one of our sister locations has taken the concept of an orgasm being the catalyst all the way to the extreme. They want to make sure with every single client they meet with that the orgasm they have is the hardest that they've ever fucking had, and they find that their success rate is much higher when the client comes so hard they can barely even think. Now, he went back and forth for a long time about what that might mean, but he found that ultimately, people like to be grabbed. They like to be manhandled. They come to us because they want to turn their brain off and be bred. How could we deny them that? But you see, Tex grabs people. Lots of people in your life have probably held you by the waist, by the hips, by the arms, by the ankles even, and looked you in the eye when they fucked you. You, though, you don't want that, though, do you? Don't look at me. You see, I can grab you in a very specific place, and I can control every little bit of your breathing. You don't want to have to think. Then why don't I remove even this? You will breathe when I let go with my hand. And you will stop when I squeeze. And if you don't follow along, I will squeeze tighter and tighter to make sure that you can't break the rules. Do you understand? Good. Now then. Be good, something I know that you struggle with, and don't make a sound when I fill you up. Oh, atta girl. Good girl. Now then, I know that your mind is already racing. The thought of me controlling you like this. Oh, I think my coworker might be onto something. I can feel that little shake in your leg. I can sense that tension, that unease inside of you. Perhaps you're thinking, I signed up for the boyfriend experience. How did it end up like this? But you can be honest with yourself. You crawled to me because I said to. You stopped speaking because I said to. You bent over the desk and presented your ass for me because I said to, but let's not lie to ourselves. You did it because you wanted it. I didn't force you into anything. Even now, your hands are free. You could stop anytime you wanted. But feel this. This stillness. This exact moment. Where you won't even say a word or move a muscle. You're not afraid of what's about to happen. You're afraid I'll stop. Aren't you? Nod your head for me. Good girl. I think you're finally starting to fucking get it. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Now then, no looking at me, not in our reflection, not turning your head, not a single fucking thing. You are going to feel this the same way you feel my fucking hand around your neck. And remember what we fucking practiced. Controlled breathing. When I squeeze my hand just like this, you don't move, you don't breathe, you just feel me. How long will I hold it? How long do you think? Oh, don't worry, not too long to start. Breathe. There you go. Oh, that first breath feels good though, doesn't it? It's releasing all that tension. You know, they say that you can feel every single fucking inch of me in even more detail with that first breath, like your body opening back up again. Why don't we test and find out? Focus for me, come on. Let's cut off that breathing again. There we go. Oh, but this time I won't fucking stop. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Oh, I love the desperation. I love seeing it in your body language. Fuck. Now, breathe for me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That does wonders, doesn't it? Oh, yes, baby. Being so good. So fucking good. Handprints on your ass, a hand around your neck. Getting treated the way you fucking wanted, huh? Now then, let's cut that off again. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Now, the next time you do this, you're going to come. Do you understand? You get one opportunity to come. I'm not going to stop fucking you until I fucking come, but you, you're going to come the second I let go of my fucking grip. Do you understand? Nod your head for me. Oh, yes. Take some deep breaths. We're going to push it this time. We're going to make sure that when you come, when you wake up from that moment of fear, that you come harder than you've ever come in your entire fucking life. Are you ready? Good girl. No more breathing. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, God. You look so hot when you shake for me like that. Oh, this tension. It's what you really needed. Oh, it's important to be honest with yourself, baby. Oh, come on now. We can go longer. We can go even longer. Just a moment longer. And when I let go, you're gonna fucking come. If I stop, you won't. We need to make sure that the second you're about to come, you get to take that breath. Here we go, baby. Here we fucking go. Now breathe. Oh, yes. Yes. God damn it. Oh my God. I love fucking a toy that's coming. You know that? Oh, that's what you're like. I can press down right where I want to and you feel even tighter. That makes you a fucking toy, doesn't it? Oh, keep coming for me. Come on. It's not over until I'm fucking over and I'm not even fucking close. You see, Tex, he can come quickly, but I fucking can't. Oh, no. I'm not even fucking there yet. Oh, yes. God. In fact, I'm starting to think I should make you work for my fucking cum. I'm better than him. I think I fucking proved it. If you want mine so bad, you want me to be the person that breeds you, you should have to fucking work for it. Take those nails and play with me. Come on now. Oh, yes. That's right. Scratch and fucking beg for it with your goddamn hands. If I'm better than him and you want me, if you want me to be the one to breed you, you better fucking earn it. Oh, yes. God, yes. God. I should start treating all my clients this way. Oh, look at that panic again. You want to be the special one. You want to be the only one to get treated like this. Well, you better come back again and again and again then. If you want to be the only one, then you better come back. Not for him, for me. You're allowed to say two fucking words now. Breed me. Say them. Atta girl, say them a little louder. Come on now, if Tex is still here, I want to make sure he fucking hears you. Louder. Oh, yes. Come on now, you could be louder than that. Oh, yes, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, it's the only words you should ever fucking say when you're in this office with me. Because you are mine and I get to fucking breed you. Come on now. Say it again louder. I want to make sure that he fucking hears. Oh, oh yes. Oh, yes. Keep using your fucking hands for me. You've been so good for me. You're gonna fucking earn it. Yes, come on now. Scratch me just fucking right. Use your fucking hands and beg for it with your body. That's right. Push against the desk. Push those fucking hips into me. Tell me what you want me to fucking do. Use those two words, baby. Here we go. Come on now. Let's give you something to fucking think about. Oh, don't fucking stop. Keep touching me. You are not done until I say that you're done. Maybe you need to be choked to remember that. Atta girl, keep forcing those fucking hips into me. I'm not done yet. I'm not fucking done yet. Yes. Oh, God. Now then. Oh, God. Come here. Get up and come here. You're allowed to walk when I tell you. Sit on my lap. Fucking impale yourself on me again. No words again. Keep playing with me. Make sure you get all of it. I'm gonna get our paperwork out for next session. That's right, next session. You did so good, I figured you deserve some kind of fucking reward. Here we go. Just in front of you. And here's your pen. On that paper it says, you'll be coming back the same time next week. Now underneath that is the same paperwork again the week after that. We'll start with two fucking sessions. And we will go again and again and again until you fucking get it. There isn't another breeder like me. And I'm gonna make you pay for the fact that you are with him every fucking